Yeah, more and more I was looking for the one that got away. The Andy Finn Show is back, and I want to turn my attention, as we do every week for a little while, to right-wing talk show hosts. And I just can't get away from Bill O'Reilly. He continues to put his foot in his mouth, and in some cases, both feet in his mouth. So, where we're going with this is a piece that he did this week. Now, you remember a week ago, I challenged Bill O'Reilly on this claim that he always corrects his mistakes. He argues that he's willing to correct his mistakes, but that the New York Times is not. And the New York Times is on a jihad, and it's a fringe organization. Well, that is so bizarre, because they also call these newspapers the mainstream media. How can you be both mainstream and on the fringe? Bill hasn't explained that. But last Tuesday, meaning two nights ago, on Tuesday night, Bill claimed to be doing a segment on the worst political websites. And so I thought, well, okay, I'm interested in seeing if he covers any on the right compared to the ones he covers on the left. Well, you will not believe what this boy got away with, or tried to get away with, but up until now, when he's talked about Media Matters, this is the website that attempts to keep him honest, along with other conservative commentators, by reprinting verbatim what they say in context so that you can see it, and then they cite the evidence from other sources, newspapers, magazines, reports, that point out where they have made factual mistakes. They're not a site that yells, liar, liar. They don't even use the word lie. They basically say misstated, mischaracterized, misstated something. I don't believe they use the word lie on their site, but they certainly don't go into it. It's quite professional. It points out the mistakes, and then you can listen to the audio, see the video, or read the transcript. They have it all there. So here's Bill claiming to put together a take on the worst of the political websites out there.
Thanks for staying with us. I'm Bill O'Reilly in the Unresolved Problem segment tonight. Political smear sites. They operate on both sides of the political spectrum. There are no rules. These people will do and say pretty much anything to harm people with whom they disagree politically. The trend started back in the Clinton-Lewinsky days, and now thousands of bloggers are operating, throwing dirt all over the place. Now, they're not all bad. Some of these bloggers are good, accurate watchdogs.
Good blogger.
There are plenty of awful ones.
Well, what's interesting is Media Matters is a good watchdog because they don't blog. They don't write opinion stuff. What they do is take quotes that people have said, mostly on the right, and highlight them and then point out where there are misstatements of fact and where the person is making an argument that does not hold water.
Joining us now in Portland, Oregon, is David Klein, author of the book Blog, How the Newest Media Revolution is Changing Politics, Business, and Culture. From Washington, Jeb Babin, a contributing editor to the American Spectator, who was slimed recently by the vile Media Matters outfit.
Okay, so let me tell you who these two are. David Klein is an author. He's been a journalist much of his life, and he wrote a book called Blog. Jeb Babin is a contributor to American Spectator, was in the Bush administration. He is it's pretty safe to say, quite a conservative fellow. He's been on O'Reilly a number of times, and Media Matter has picked apart the things they've said more than once. But when you reprint Babin's words and point out where the errors are, Bill O'Reilly considers that sliming him.
I think they're the worst. Although Smoking Gun is awful. But Media Matters, this is a George Soros-funded thing. They got a lot of money. They have no ethics or scruples.
That's just so absurd. All they do, again, is take Bill O'Reilly's words and voice and video and put it up and then talk about it. and point out the errors. They don't even extrapolate beyond there and raise a lot of other issues. It's quite amazing that he thinks that they have no ethics or scruples.
What did they do to you, Mr. Babbitt?
Well, it was fairly typical of what they always do. They disagreed with something I said on television that was about the Iraq War and the fact that we did not find Saddam's weapons of mass destruction proved absolutely nothing about whether he had them before the war, because we gave him 6 months to fiddle and diddle with them, and Charles Delfer's report probably shows that they were taken somewhere else, perhaps into Syria. Basically, by the time that I got home, they had somehow found my email address and posted it on their website saying that I was a liar, and I'd gotten, 100, 150 emails, all on the basic eloquence level of liar, liar,
yeah,
pants on fire.
Everywhere. So they violated your privacy by putting out your personal email address. Then the zombies that feed off the Trab, these people, wrote pretty much the identical email, because I get identical emails. I get, that's what I get. So they're pretty much identical. These zombies can't even think for themselves. They have to tell them what to write, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's kind of a little boy's Lord of the Flies kind of atmosphere in some of these things. And, you know, they don't want to be civilized, so they aren't. But they're really not very efficient or effective. I mean, they're more of a nuisance than anything
else. I have to disagree with you. I think Soros, his money that goes in and hires these assassins, does damage. I mean, these are the people who damage Bennett, and they try to damage me. I just want, before we get to you, Mr. Klein, I'll tell you a funny story. I had Phil Donahue on the air a couple of weeks ago, and I shoot out with him. And I come in the next day, and I get a big stack of email, of course. And you could tell the ones that were generated by the crazy left-wing websites, because the wording was all the same. Here's the wording. We really like you, Bill, and are big fans of The Factor, but your treatment of Phil Donahue was... everyone was worded the same, and even the misspellings were the same. Now, I don't know what crazy website it came from, but it did come from one. Now, how do you see it, Mr. Klein?
Okay, before we go on to Mr. Klein, let's go back to Jeff Babbitt. What he's saying, and O'Reilly's agreeing with him, he got slimed, and they called him a liar, because all he said was that they probably removed the weapons before we got there, and that Charles Dulfer's report probably, maybe, or whatever phrase he used just a moment ago, will find him. Well, the Dulfer report was out by the time this was done. And here's what Media Matters said on this, because I looked it up. This is going back to October of 2004. I'm sorry, no, it's June 6th of this summer. He was on MSNBC's Connected Coast to Coast. Ron Reagan was a co-host in interviewing him. And here's the first sentence from Media Matters. Quote, echoing several conservative pundits, American Spectator contributing editor and former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense Jeff Babin falsely claimed that the Iraqi Survey Group's report on the search for WMD in Iraq contained, quote, a very substantial body of evidence that illicit weapons, quote, might have been moved into Syria. And it goes on. And Media Matters says, though Bush administration officials have held out the possibility, quote, in quotes, that such an undetected transfer occurred, the Iraqi Survey Group's final report, commonly known as the Dulfer Report, included no evidence to support this conjecture. From that, he says they called him a liar. Okay, so I want you to get the tone of this. It's quite civilized. It's quite professional. But this is a smear, a sleaze job. These people have no credibility, all of that. And then they cite a Washington Post article that says the same thing, that the report did not find any proof to support the notion that the weapons were moved. Okay, and they interviewed an official that said, quote, they have no evidence of this. It's an unresolved issue. This is Washington Post. And then the discussion that happened with Ron Reagan points out there were no weapons of mass destruction in the course of the conversation. Babin says, no, wrong. Reagan says, that's correct. The 9/11 Commission absolutely said that. Babin, no, the 9/11 Commission was talking about, and Reagan says, the Dulfer Report said that too. And Babin says, the Dulfer Report said that. The Dulfer Report said that there's been a very substantial body of evidence that showed that much of what Saddam had was moved and might have been moved into Syria. Dulfer said that very specifically. So Media Matters really handled this guy with kid gloves because he's making it up here, and they treated him as though he deserves respect as a commentator. Let me move on back to the piece from this week with Bill O'Reilly, where he uses Babbitt as the guy who got slimed unfairly.
Are you overstating this?
We'll go on to Klein.
No, I think there are a lot of nutcases out there. I mean, you have websites and political bloggers that believe that President Bush orchestrated the 9/11 attacks.
Oh, in order to you mean he didn't?
Deflect.
That's what I've been hearing from Phil Donahue and Jeremy Glick and Michael Moore, and that he orchestrated. You mean he didn't? That's not true.
Well, there are also bloggers.
So I'm going to turn the volume down on this. This is Klein. Now, interestingly, Klein put a piece on his website today called, quote, O'Reilly Sneak Attack on Bloggers. Last night, I appeared on the conservative talk show host, The O'Reilly Factor, ostensibly to talk about political blogs and the impact that they're having on the American political process.
Major newspapers like the New York Times, the LA Times,
or so I was told by the two producers for the show, who spent over an hour pre-interviewing me. Unbeknownst to me, however, the show turned out to be a total setup job in which host Bill O'Reilly and guest Jeff Babin spent the entire time attacking the website Media Matters for having posted commentary in the past critical of them. If you're interested in how shows like The O'Reilly Factor work, then let me explain how the ambush began. And then he goes on to explain how they called, told him what it would be about, and then actually had the show be about something else. Here we go back to Bill O'Reilly in The Current.
They print all the defamation, and then they call you.
No, of course, and it's all...
That makes it okay. Go ahead, Mr. Klein.
Well, I think maybe we should take a different tack on this. I mean, let's not be babies about the partisanship, but the kind of partisanship that you see on the web with these blogs. Yeah, some of it's vicious, some of it's just loony, but it's not all that different than what used to go on in the media before the advent of corporate media. I mean, most people before World War II grew up with 10, 15, 20 newspapers, all with different points of view. And what's interesting about those times, and I think we're going back to those times with a very partisan media, is that the electorate was much more engaged and people were much more involved in the democratic process.
But here's the
danger, but they were at the same time actually more civil.
You know, you're making a good point. You got a big variety of voices out there. It's better than just the New York Times and the network news strangling people and ramming stuff down their throat. Absolutely valid, excellent point. But here's the problem. These people are so vicious, and the media is so corrupt in taking their uncorroborated, as Mr. Babin pointed out, defamation, that most people now won't run for office, sir. They won't do television and radio commentary. They won't put the... When we had to book this segment, I couldn't get people to come on and say what you guys are saying because they were afraid that Media Matters would go after them.
So let me stop there and say this notion that Media Matters is this vicious website that takes no prisoners. All they do is take the words of Bill O'Reilly and other people and post them and then post an alternate... post the evidence that suggests that these guys are talking through their hats. There's nothing vicious about that. It's amazing that Bill has put this caricature together. And I guess, you know, when he was just referring to it last week as a vicious little website, he wasn't willing to use the word Media Matters. Now that he's done this piece, I'm assuming some of his listeners will go out and look at Media Matters so they can be rightly incensed. And hopefully, when they read it, they'll say, well, what's he saying? All they're doing is pointing out what he said and then pointing out evidence that contradicts it. They never use the word liar. And so O'Reilly thinks that calling me on what I say is sleazy, I guess. And so the last point I'll make in this segment, and then I got a few more things to say about right-wing talk show hosts in the next, is that he makes the case, in that last segment I played, that he couldn't get people to come on and talk about Media Matters because they were afraid that Media Matters would go after them. Media Matters only takes your words and uses them against you if they believe that you're distorting the evidence. And why they couldn't have found people to go on, there was one blogger who's out there saying, I was booked on the O'Reilly Show and they canceled me. And so it's not clear why they think they have a shortage of guests, but Bill does this all the time. He says to people, you know, when somebody won't go on his show, he says, they're hiding under their desks. They're cowards. Well, when you distort things at the level Bill O'Reilly distorts things, I could see why reputable people would not want to go on and subject themselves to that kind of inside edition conversation.
Give a man a free house and he'll bust out the windows, put his family on food stamps. Now he's a big spender, no food on the table, and the bills ain't paid 'cause he spent it